So, welcome back to the Beast Gang podcast, and today we're going to take a look at Angel Has Fallen.
Another one.
Yeah, and it's directed by Rick Romanois, which I think he has done a couple of movies like this, similar to this before. Written by Robert Mark Kamen, Matt Cook, and a couple other people. And it stars Gerard Butler. This is his third time playing this character. Kind of stars Morgan Freeman. Kind of.
He collected a check.
Yeah. Dude was in a coma for the whole movie. But the synopsis is, Secret Service agent Mike Banning is framed for the attempted assassination of the president and must evade his own agency and the FBI. Oh, yeah, I forgot Jada Pinkett's kind of in his movie, too.
as he tries to uncover. Don't worry, she wasn't in there much.
As he tries to uncover the real threat. So essentially what happens, movie starts off. They are doing a training exercise about, I guess, like a breach and clear. Gerard Butler and his boy, who was like the leader of that one group, talks. And then there's like this odd conversation. There's this odd conversation about all the stuff we did in the war, and this was the good times, and we need to continue this. And the one character has a
private military firm.
Yeah, private army. Yeah, private army contractor that they do random stuff overseas, and he wants to keep this going. And then, like, that dude looks like a bad guy.
Right. I was curious, Jay, like, this movie was extremely predictable. Like, literally, when it comes on, you can figure out right away what's about to happen.
Yeah, so, regardless of all that, Gerard Butler is in line for being in charge of the Secret Service. Finally. Morgan Freeman is president. He's on somewhat of a vacation. He's fishing on a lake. All these little mini drones try to kill all the Secret Service agents. Whatever point on, everything is framed to make it look like Gerard Butler did it. That's when Jada Pinkett's character comes into play, that she plays an FBI agent trying to track down Gerard Butler, who was, like, other than the fact that he's trying to save Morgan Freeman's character. Morgan Freeman winds up in a coma. He disappears, and he's on the run for...
Is he a fugitive?
Yeah, he's on the run for practically the whole entire movie. We're going to go to the man that, on his block, he has a market cornered. Try to run up on him. He'll tell you sayonara. Big Mike... How'd you feel about Angel Has Fallen?
From a popcorn standpoint. So you know how I say, like, Fast and Furious, you just take logic and throw it out the window?
Yes, yes.
If you do that with this, then I like it. It's, like, enjoyable. It was a lot of action. It was cool and all that. But if you look at it from, like, a logical standpoint, I say movie's damn predictable as hell. Movie literally cut on, and I think within 10 minutes, my wife sat there and was like, oh, he did it.
Yes,
like, immediately. Yes, yes. She's like, he's in on it, and he's in on it.
Yes.
And then it played out exactly like that. And you could literally tell immediately when him and the dude have the conversation at the base where they have a problem, me and her literally looked at each other like, he coming back later on. There's going to be an issue. And he ends up being the dude in the truck.
Yes.
So automatically you already know it's them. When he's sitting down with the dude at his house, I'm sitting there looking, I'm like, dude.
It's just like, yeah, all the stuff we used to do in the war. And it was a good time.
Yeah, he's talking about how president, the rumor that he's going to start hiring private contractors. So he talks to his cabinet. He's like, all right, who's leaking all the information? None of y'all want to fess up. Okay, whatever. And apparently he's not going to hire contractors. He was going to do away with that. So this dude who has a private army, you already know, he's not going to be happy. He's not getting money anymore. He's not going to get paid. So what are you going to do? You're going to try to kill the president. Movie's done.
Well, then the bad guy is always talking to his voice on the phone.
Right, but you know who the voice is. You can kind of already look and tell. They didn't do any kind of good job of...
It's the vice president. Who's, right. I was just going to ruin it for you. It's the vice president.
Was this movie just kind of like a money grab? Because yes. The first one was good. I liked the
first one.
The first one is good. The second one, no. I think this one's better than the second one.
Yes.
But logically,
yes.
It's just, like I said, you literally knew what was going to happen. You already knew the vice president was in on it. Like, you could tell. You could look at this dude and say, he's a bad guy. He's full of shit. I know that you on the phone. Honestly, I was hoping it'd be the black dude from the Secret Service. Like, give me someone I'm not expecting. That would have made me feel better.
Ain't not that slick, man.
Right. But the fact that I knew that this dude, I'm looking at him immediately and I said, it's you. I know this. You want to be president. You're full of shit.
Basically.
What? What are we watching? You show me the bad guy literally at the beginning of the movie.
It's his face.
Right. Danny Houston always plays a bad guy. Let's be honest. He's a bad guy in Wonder Woman. He's a bad guy in every fucking thing he plays. Cast somebody different who I think should be good.
And Lance Reddick is in this movie, so that's who Mike was talking about. He wishes probably was the bad guy.
Yeah, if Jada Pinkett would have came up in the whole plot to this whole thing, I'd have been like, wow.
Yeah, so again, amazing. Jada Pinkett is trying to chase down...
She was Tommy Lee Jones, basically.
Kind of. But she figures everything out. That
it's like, what if Banning was in line? What if he was set up?
Yeah, Gerard Butler, she figures it out.
On this dude. Let's go pay him a visit.
And then she gets capped. He landed in a helicopter.
No guns are on, no nothing.
It's like, hey, I want to bring you in. Boom! Boom! Pop, pop. And then she's still alive.
She's like, no, no. And he shoots her right in the head.
She had maybe about like 15 minutes of screen time.
Yeah, it wasn't a lot at all. Like, it's literally a paycheck.
She just has angry face. Oh, what happened? He did what? Let's go there. I'm like, okay.
You know what this felt like, Jay? It felt like, and Matt, it felt like Gerard Butler was sitting around one day and was like, you know what? I need to make some money. I need to do a movie. And it's like he picked up the phone and called everybody who wasn't doing shit. Jay, did you just sit around the table? You want to do something for 15 minutes? Morgan, I got a role for you. All you got to do is lay to bed. You ain't got to talk. Like Morgan Freeman literally sleep. Yeah, also Adberry. And correct me if I'm wrong. But he came out of Tacoma very alert and bright.
Yeah, basically, he was like, oh, like, what's going on? Like, no,
bring me
no.
Mike Banning.
I was just asleep.
It's like, bring me Mike Banning. Like, Mike saved my life, everybody.
I was resting my eyes.
Out of a coma. Like, not like he was unconscious.
He's like, the vice president's doing what?
Incubated. And he wakes up and he's like, they're like, do you remember anything? I was on the boat. The drones started coming. Then he hears yelling in the hallway, what's that? We just arrested Mike Banning. You bring Mike Banning in here yelling. I'm like, wait a minute, bro. You just got out of coma. How is this possible?
You know, keep your vitals low. Calm down, sir.
Kind of at this point, the vice president's like, oh, well, the president just regained consciousness. It's like, forget him, basically.
Right. He's really like, well, look, I don't care. What I signed in the order still goes. Like, it was all these telltale signs of you knew how this whole thing was going to play out. Oh, is he going to die? Because at one point I was like, maybe they're going to kill him off. And I was like, nah, he's going to live.
So then the movie kind of culminates in this shootout and the building collapses and consequently go to the next building just to have the shootout, like after the hospital collapses. Towards the end of the movie, they're trying to hide the president from Danny Houston's character. They just went into the wrong room to look for him.
There's like two offices next door to each other. They made it look like he's in the one office and really he's in the other one. And it tied back to something that he said earlier in the movie about wars, deception is everything.
Well, hey.
Now, we'll say this. I like the drone attack part.
Yeah.
Because I thought the drones were going to shoot. So when they came down and exploded, I was like, okay, that makes more sense.
The other like, thing what I is like, that, bats? Like,
was the Nick Nolte scene.
Nick Nolte was in this?
Yeah.
Yeah, he played the father.
Yeah.
He had everything set up. He's supposed to have been this crazy soldier.
He plays his father. Yeah.
He went off the grid, left his family. Oh, I'm so messed up in the head. I can't be around anybody. So he lives out literally in West Virginia in the mountains somewhere. And then, of course, as with any movie, the guy's on the run. The big bad private army has all the tech in the world. They figure out where he is. And, of course, they show up to try to get him.
And it reminded me of Shooter. That's what it reminded me of.
Yeah. So the father, of course, as much as he's off the grid, has a security system all set up with cameras so he can see that they're coming. And he's like, oh, come on. He's got an underground tunnel. But then the cool part was he had everything wired up with explosives. So he literally starts blowing everybody the fuck up. That part was cool to me. I love that part.
But how they found him was like, well, Mike just keeps looking at this one social security number. He's like, oh, that's Mike's dad. Bam. Yeah.
They're like, who was it belong to? Oh, retired. This old. He's like, oh, that's Mike's dad. Where's he at now? Supposed to have been off the grid all this time. They just miraculously find him out the blue. Oh, he's in West Virginia right here. This spot. We know.
The movie is still better than London Has Fallen.
Yes. A lot better.
London Has Fallen was... I just have bad memories about the movie.
Rank them. It's Olympus.
Yeah.
Angel, then London.
But Mike, what score would you give Angel Has Fallen?
Popcorn score. Popcorn, I'd say 7.5.
Oh, okay. All right.
Maybe 8. Okay. Like I said, I was entertained. I enjoyed it when I watched it. The stuff that I already figured out in 5 minutes was just like, shit, really?
Like, we've seen it in the movie. I'm like, that dude's bad.
Like, shit, we know what's going to happen already. What the hell?
You know he's bad.
Like, what's the point?
You could. Why are you his friend?
how you director of Secret Service? You couldn't tell this dude was fucked up. Like, really? Come on, be serious.
You give me 2 scores, a popcorn score, and a regular
score? That's my popcorn score from like a logical standpoint. Dude, okay. Yeah, we got like a 5 or some shit.
All right.
Like I said, I literally figured it out immediately. This is like, all right.
Yeah, that pisses me off when
at this point I'm just literally watching.
Me, at some point, it's just a lot of absurdity that's going on. It's kind of like the fugitive shooter combined.
They had an idea when they like, let's just make some money, fuck it, and just did it. Like, it was no real,
like, nobody's clamoring for more Has Fallen movies.
Right. When the trailer came out, I was like, oh, damn, they made another one? I didn't know.
I didn't think they would make another one.
The Has Fallen universe is never done.
I didn't even watch it, but I didn't hear anything about it.
I mean, again, the Has Fallen cinematic universe.
The first one was good. I really enjoyed the first one.
Yeah, the first one was great.
Yeah. But then you also had White House Down.
Which is like the generic B version.
Did that come out at the same time?
Yep.
Hollywood has a tendency to always do that, where they have competing movies. You know, one year might be two Hercules movies. Or
right, which makes you wonder, do these fools sit around all day and then call each other and be like, oh, you got a White House movie too? Oh, fuck you. Mine's better than yours. We're going to put it out at the same time.
And see who's better. And shit.
Yeah, like, yeah. Come on.
Well, I mean, you got, well, their studios, they're always in competition, but god damn, I mean, come on, man. It was The Rock. He had a Hercules movie, and then
the other Twilight. Hercules came out first, and then The Rock movie.
Which one was better?
The Rock movie.
I mean, hey, I don't know. I didn't see the worst.
That Rock movie wasn't very good, but...
That's saying a lot. That Rock movie wasn't good, but it's better than the other one.
Yeah.
Shit.
It's Dwayne.
The types of roles that he's picking, he started off okay. I think it was somewhere around Pain and Gain where he just now, really man. Started getting to a point where he didn't care about the roles that he was in. The
reason why he doesn't care is because he already knows that he's going to make money.
Yeah.
All right, he's just a blockbuster name now.
That skyscraper movie's garbage.
He's Arnold Schwarzenegger of this generation, basically.
Remember I saw San Andreas? Oh, that movie's bad. Rampage. Oh. Oh.
One of his first movies I liked was The Rundown. That was actually pretty good.
Yeah,
that
was
okay. Rundown was good.
Yeah. But, all right, that's the Beast Game Podcast.